This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, the gayest show on air, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and totally heterosexual Marcus.
But yeah, how did I end up on the gayest show on air?
Well, we're talking about gay marriage, and it's being hosted by a trans person. You continue referring to Ian as your partner, so it seems appropriate.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we're not the gayest show on air. We're probably the most heretical, but probably not the gayest. I'm sure there are gayer shows out there.
Commercial radio, national commercial radio programs? Probably not. No, probably not.
Cool. So in 2003, we're talking about gay.
I mean, if you get extra gay points for being trans,
I think so. Yeah. And for being bisexual on top of that, or pansexual.
Whatever the heck you call yourself, yeah.
Well, speaking to the point about language, you know, that's.
I mean, I have to tear you down a couple of points just by sitting here being old, white, and heterosexual, though.
Yeah, but you do keep calling Ian your partner. But, you know, back to your point previously.
He is my partner.
That's what I'm saying, Mark. It's the gayest show on air. We were discussing language, which is why we're talking about partnership now. And this is why I've since stopped doing it because it was just kind of bad optics. But I've always referred to myself as a shemale because it's clear, it's concise, and it's short and to the point. Everyone knows what that means as soon as I say it. If I tell somebody I'm
a
nut.
They can't say it, though, because it admits that they have watched porn.
What? Who hasn't watched porn?
I think many people have watched porn, but usually they get tricked into the shemale stuff.
I don't know how true that is.
Okay.
But saying I'm a non-op male to female transgender person, that's a lot of words to convey exactly the same meaning that is conveyed by saying shemale.
The part about your articles that irritates me the most, and believe me, there's plenty of irritation for me about the whole thing. Like, I'm just made uncomfortable about a lot of it. But these presumptuous a-holes that decide that your pronoun is they.
That bothers me as well. But it's my fault. Because they look on Twitter to see if I list my pronouns there, and of course I don't, because I don't care what people call me.
I noticed that they want that, so I put it on my LinkedIn. I put my pronouns on LinkedIn.
I'm not willing to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't care what they call me.
I do.
They can call me what they think fits
best.
I'll
call them whatever pronouns they want as soon as they use mine.
Intergalactic Space King or whatever?
His Majesty, Your Majesty, yes.
Well, is that what you put on LinkedIn?
Uh-huh. Because who cares? What am I going to do? Get a job off of LinkedIn? I mean, everybody else is running around trying to get a job on LinkedIn. I don't care.
I don't know why I assumed when you said you put your pronouns on LinkedIn that I assumed you put he, him.
No. I prefer his majesty or your majesty.
That's not a pronoun, though.
Yes, it is.
No, it's a title.
It's the way you refer to you. Look, if she, when referring to the queen, she didn't go to the bathroom. Her majesty went to the loo.
Her majesty.
Right.
Her is the pronoun, though.
Mine is his majesty.
Majesty is the title.
It's how you refer. It's all one term.
No, it's an actual linguistic term, right? What a pronoun is.
It refers to her station as your king or queen.
Yes, their title.
Their station.
But you still don't say their majesty, and you wouldn't call the queen his majesty because
I'm made uncomfortable by you questioning my pronouns.
Okay, fair. You do what you want, Mark. I don't know why I assumed you put he, him. But, you know, it's my fault these articles are referring to me as they because, you know, I'm not as passable as I would like to be. But I think it's pretty obvious. I'm doing everything that I can to be as feminine as possible.
I thought that was, so at one point or another, I just sort of, I gave you a little grief about not passing as well as I would like. And then you asked me, what do you want me to do? And I don't have an answer. You have done everything, and this is the reason that I'm willing to use he, she, and her to describe you, is because, A, you've asked me to, and you have proven...
Did I ever ask you to?
you're clear that that's what you want. Okay. How's that? And B, you're making the effort. Now, what I'm not willing to do is play all these games where people aren't willing to make the effort. You know, first off, you know, I'm a hard no on using they. Just end of story. You're not going to get me to use a plural instead of a singular, and no. Okay?
I'm not opposed to it, but I understand why you are.
Now, maybe you can talk me into a Z and G and all these other weird pronouns that have been made up.
All pronouns are ultimately made up.
Agreed. Made up recently. And, you know, I see some of the arguments for them and these sorts of things. But if you want, you know, if you want me to use she pronouns, wear a skirt, wear a dress, you know, let me know that you're working on this whole womanhood thing. And then, fine. Now, if you've got a beer, if you're wearing an Aussie T-shirt, a beer belly, and it, you know, the belly's creeping out underneath the T-shirt, and a pair of dirty jeans, and some boots on, and you want me to call you she? Well, no, I'm not making that effort.
Now, would you call a cis girl he for dressing that way, and perhaps, like, I don't know, shaving her hair?
Cis girl.
A non-trans girl. If you. I don't want to use the word because I think it's probably technically a slur, but, you know, a very brutish-looking lesbian.
Oh, the term butch.
That wasn't the word that came to mind, but okay. That was the word I was looking for, yes. Not brutish, okay. Butch.
Okay, so what was previously a woman, now attempting to pass as a man, right?
Well, no, because that would be a trans man.
Okay, then help me out here. What are we talking about then?
Just a butch lesbian.
Only if she asked me to. A butch lesbian wouldn't want to be called he, would she?
But why do the preferences matter there, but not in regard to the trans person?
The trans person needs to be making the effort, is what I'm the point that I'm trying to make. That I've seen people not making the effort who appear to be putting all the work on me, which is learning new pronouns. You know, do the work of figuring out your pronouns, do the work of letting me know what your pronouns are.
I think that's a fair statement.
So, you know, I'm trying my best to fit into this new world that's a little weird for me.
Sure.
And I would prefer everybody just, you know, make it simple on me, and they don't have to have all their weirdness going on and all that stuff. But obviously nobody's going to go by what I'm looking for. So I'm willing to make compromises where other people make compromises for me, especially people in my life that I care about. But other than that, you know, cut me some slack. I'm old and I don't care much.
It isn't the use of they, them that bothers me in some of these articles, other than the fact that, as Richard Stallman pointed out in his article on pronouns, it can get extremely confusing. This one article, I think it was the Daily Mail.
It's just unacceptable.
This one article from the Daily Mail, they used they, them to refer to me, to the Republican Party of Cheshire County, to Eli Rivera, and to Republican voters in the same paragraph. It is entirely unclear what they're trying to convey, and I know what they're trying to convey. But using they, them to in the same paragraph to refer to multiple different individuals and multiple different groups, it was the most confusing paragraph I've ever read.
Yeah, I've decided to start doing my best, my active best, to remove pronouns from my speech simply because they are ambiguous. They make it difficult to know what we're talking about. When there's two parties in a sentence and both of them are male and we're using the term he to describe them, I'm not entirely sure, you know, if he hit him, who hit whom? You know, like, I don't know. Why didn't we just say, you know, Mark hit Ian?
That's one of the things that I learned as a fiction writer and a heavy fiction reader, is that if with good writers, you will find almost no usage of pronouns whatsoever. They always use the character's name because that's clear and that's not confusing or ambiguous.
Right.
But the thing that bothers me about some of these articles that ran about me are the ones that call me gender nonconforming. It's like, I'm doing my best here to conform to the idea of women as a gender. It's kind of insulting to refer to me as nonconforming. But hey, it's whatever. They're going to call me what they want. It's not worth it. I think this is the first time I've ever even mentioned it to anyone. It's not worth getting worked up about.
It's not. And you're born with the body you got. And I mean, it's you can only do the best you can. I would say the most important thing is maintain your health, and the rest is inconsequential. But
you did eat that heart attack burger earlier, mm-hmm. and here I am having yet another monster, second one of the day, actually. We're talking about gay marriage here, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria and Mark. And you can join us. Well, Mark, I doubt you'll be there, will you? Are you going to Pork Fest this year?
Yeah, I'll probably go to Pork Fest, sure.
For the whole thing or just for like a day or two?
I like to show up, make my appearances and go.
His Majesty Intergalactic Space King.
Right. It's a big commitment to be there for 2 weeks.
It is. But you can join us, me full-time, Mark occasionally, and other voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 28th through July the 4th for Fork Fest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. This is happening just after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, so no one's in charge and there's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. It's going to be a blast. There will be fireworks on the 3rd, and you can find out if you want to plan an event for it. You can certainly do that. Be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar now, June the 28th through July the 4th. We'll see you there, ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's your name?
Sorry, you interrupt the conversation. I was talking to Alex. We had a really good conversation going, and then all of a sudden, boom, there you are interrupting. But anyway,
oh, I'm sorry. I thought the screening was done.
The what? No. Well, the screening was done, but Alex and I, we were having a conversation.
What's on your mind,
but,
David?
Oh, nothing. I never have anything in my mind. I just called to annoy people so that you can call the New Mexico State Police and cite, 30-20-12 and have me arrested. Because I need a fifth charge, please.
So how did you get four charges for calling a radio show? I mean, I thought it was just one.
Because humans are idiots. Haven't you figured that out yet, that humans are idiots?
Yeah, there's nothing to do we can do about that.
Yeah, the direct answer to your question is the first one that I got like 4 years ago was back in 2016. We're in 2020 now, right?
So yeah.
The first one was because the KUNM, the gayest radio station, oh wait, I forgot, that's you guys, but the second gayest radio program on the radio at KUNM, Let's Talk New Mexico, they have a call-in program just like yours. And I called in and I wanted to talk about how the state of New Mexico had trafficked my children, which is everybody is sick of, including me. And they didn't want to talk about that because I happen to have names of people that were in the Democrat Party that had trafficked my children, and I didn't even bring those up, but they knew that I had it, and they didn't want to deal with that subject matter, like nobody really does until their own children get disappeared. So they told me not to call back. They told me not to call back, and I said, you're a public radio station owned by me, the taxpayer of the state of New Mexico. You are the University of New Mexico radio station. I will call back. So I called back. They called the cop. The cop, who is a tranny, wrote me up on charges. The lesbian called the tranny cop, and the tranny cop wrote me up on charges. So that was the initial charge. Then, fast forward to a year later, we're in court. They make up an agreement to make it go away, and I'm like, okay, fine. I don't need to fight you. If you want to just let it go, and I don't have to do anything special, just not continue to not do what I'm already not doing, which is not calling them, then fine. And so I didn't call them, but I called another radio program on the station, and they interpreted the order incorrectly to mean that I couldn't call the radio station at all. And that's not what the order says. It says it very clearly. It only lists the radio program in particular. Let's talk.
But they have their own police force, so they're able to do what they want.
Right. They have their own police force, the University of New Mexico Police Force, and there's all kinds of fun stuff you can Google on those guys. And so they
Do they have any authority outside of the campus?
Well, apparently, yeah. Apparently, they have whatever charter with the state that they're a law enforcement agency, and if the crime happened on their campus, it's their jurisdiction. So if you call and annoy one of their people on the telephone, then they can write you up on a 30-20-12 for annoying them on the telephone, like I'm doing right now. And so when I called the radio station that was not covered, I'm sorry, the radio program that was not covered in the agreement that I've been calling every Sunday for years, the management at KUNM instructed the people on the radio program I was calling to write down whenever David Olson calls in, write it down, okay? And then give us the note. We want to know when David Olson calls your program. And we're not going to tell him not to call the program. We're just going to call the UNMPD and have them write him up for calling the program that he's allowed to call, okay? And so the people on the radio, the radio program that I'm okay to call, they gave him the notes, and then they gave that to the police, and the police wrote me up on every time that I called the radio station, the radio program that I was okay to call. They wrote me up on a new charge, so I got four of them all together. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the penalty of these charges? What are you facing here?
I'm going to prison for 3 years for annoying you. What?
Have you been found guilty?
No. No, he's not going to be found guilty
anyway.
Either. So David is good enough at pro se that he is going to make these people look silly. They really should drop the charges before he ever gets there. Like, just drag him as long as they can. Go ahead.
They're already trying to – no, they cannot drop the charges. If they try to drop the charges, I will fight that motion to dismiss. If anybody motions to dismiss until I'm ready – for it to go away, I will fight them. No, you are going to, because if they dismiss it, then the facts are never brought into the courtroom and put on the record, because I got all kinds of facts on them that they don't want on the record in a court. And and those facts are coming in to this court, the Metro Court in Albuquerque, New Mexico. New Mexico's not listening tonight, so never mind. But no, they can't dismiss it. I won't allow it. They have to fight.
Well, I'm glad to know, at the very least, David, that you're not going to be going to prison for the next 3 years.
I also like it when people won't just roll over for the man, and David
absolutely certainly
won't.
David, thank you so much for the call. Very animated tonight.
Yeah, he's.
But it's a tense situation.
He gets frustrated. There's no doubt.
Well, I mean, trans gay Nazi cops will frustrate a person. there's no doubt about that.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with that particular problem.
But speaking of gay people, the Pope Benedict the 16th, I don't know who that is, I guess it was in 2003,
yeah,
taught that, quote, respect for homosexual persons cannot lead in any way to approval of homosexual behavior or to legal recognition of homosexual unions. Placing them on the same level of marriage, same level as marriage, he added, would mean approval of, quote, deviant behavior. No surprise there. I mean, he was the Pope.
Right.
But we have a Pope now who's saying, hey, civil unions need to be protected by the police or...
I wonder to myself, so there's lots of different types of Catholics out there. There's as many different types of Catholics as there are different types of Protestants. It is a big, big church. And I wonder what they say to themselves, the conservative Catholics out there, say to themselves when they have to deal with the Pope saying things like this. So this new Pope has caused some problems for conservative Catholics.
Sure.
And I'm not sure. Does he have the pipeline to God? Because that's what I was told as a Protestant up to this point, that the Pope's super special.
That's what I was told about popes as well, but that's also
Protestant
from a Protestant background, so I don't know. Are you Catholic? Are you conservative Catholic specifically? Give us a call. Let us know. Does this bother you? What do you do about this when the person who's equivalent to God says something that you don't think is right? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BainBooks at Bain.com for more.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions worth more than ₩1 billion. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in North Carolina tonight on the eve of the second and final debate before Election Day. The Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and spoke about the latest talks regarding the COVID relief package.
Advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger. When you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons? And I don't think our chances get better after election.
The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on COVID-19. Jay Butler had the latest numbers.
The past week, we've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths. And we're also seeing cases increase in really all parts of the country, in the Midwest particularly, likely in part because people are moving indoors with the arrival of cooler temperatures.
This is USA Radio News. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney has admitted that he did not vote for President Trump when casting his 2020 ballot. Romney, who lost the 2012 election to Barack Obama, has been outspoken about his differences with the president. Romney and the president attempted to make amends at one point, and he was even considered for Secretary of State ahead of Romney's 2018 Senate run. Trump endorsed his election bid. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer has been always given credit for his ability to coach candidates preparing for debates. Fleischer appeared on Fox News and discussed what President Trump should focus on during tomorrow's debate.
People who were previously poor made more money than any other economic recovery. He's got a great story to tell. COVID, you know, I think the COVID story is already written, and that's been hurting the president. And I think one of the debate segments will be about COVID. The president will clearly play defense.
Fleischer added that the black vote will be key even more than in 2016, saying that's where Hillary Clinton lost the election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. 855-453 as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And keeping up with the gay themes of the last hour of this episode, coming to us from RT.com, gay penguins have stolen an entire nest of eggs from a lesbian pair of penguins at a zoo in the Netherlands. Now, this isn't...
I figure it was a European zoo.
Why?
Gay or European?
A gay male... Well, in this case, they're gay and European. A gay male penguin couple in a Netherlands zoo have brazenly stolen the eggs belonging to a lesbian penguin couple in their desperate bid for parenthood. I love everything. Just the concept of gay and lesbian penguins is just... It's just amusing.
I've heard about a lot of gay penguins.
Yes, it's not uncommon.
It's not terribly uncommon. And I don't know what gay means for penguins. I mean, if they just like each other, I'm not sure. They hang out.
Well, penguins mate for life, don't they?
I think that terminology is overused in the avian community.
Okay. I don't give it that much thought.
Yeah.
The gay couple, which was previously caught nest lifting a single egg last year, made away with the whole nest this time around. It turns out to be a very determined couple. Zookeeper Sander Drost said, the two hopeful fathers-to-be are now taking shifts, sitting on the eggs to keep them warm and foraging for food.
It sounds like they stole the wrong eggs, though.
Why?
They stole them from lesbian penguins.
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know how penguin sex works, but I have an idea about how other animal sex works. And
sure.
And lesbians don't tend to have babies on their own.
Yes, unfortunately, the eggs are unlikely to hatch, as they may not have.
They probably didn't go to a sperm bank and get some penguin sperm and, you know, fertilize their eggs.
Well, they were laid by a lesbian couple, so they were probably not fertilized.
Yeah, so these gay penguins are wasting their time.
Indeed, the duo's egg heist last year ultimately failed as it did not produce a chick. Homosexuality is fairly common in penguins, but what makes this couple remarkable is that they have gotten hold of an egg, said another zookeeper. The gay penguins appear to be quite the power couple at their 17-penguin-strong enclosure. Okay, so that's interesting. I assume these people were in separate, these penguins, I can't believe I called them people, were in separate exhibits, and that was why they were, you know, tended toward homosexuality and lesbianism in the first place, because that's, based on what I'm about to read, it wouldn't be surprising for that. According to Drost, every other bird couple has one shelter, while the nest hijackers have commandeered two.
Shelters?
Yeah, evidently. Okay. Penguins do appear to be quite open-minded when it comes to, quote, traditional gender roles and changing things up. In September 2019, a London aquarium decided to take the species' quote, wokeness to another level by having a lesbian couple adopt and raise the world's first genderless chick.
Why is it a genderless chick?
I don't know, and they don't specify, and there's no link to the other story. So that's pretty much it. It's just gay penguins stealing eggs, unfertilized eggs, and then laying on them. I mean, it's cute.
This kind of, just after the Pope story suggesting that gay marriage be come church doctrine or whatever the Pope is suggesting there, it's kind of interesting because this addresses the it's not natural
right, that's
argument.
Why I went into it, for sure.
And you know, I mean,
but that's stupid in the first place, because humans are part of nature. Anything humans do, by definition, is therefore natural.
Sure. Skyscrapers would be natural by that standard.
Because we are part of nature.
Right. And most animals don't mate for pleasure. At least most female animals don't mate for pleasure. They're not doing it recreationally. Whereas apes, especially the bonobos, they're little perverts. And they use sex for a variety of things, and, you know, heterosexual, homosexual sex, I'm talking about bonobos here, for a variety of sort of social functions and these sorts of things. And, you know, whatever. I guess, is that unnatural that they're doing it? I just, that particular argument isn't valid for me. There's all kinds of reasons. Like, if you want to make arguments against homosexuality, I'm sure I could do it. I'm pretty good at making arguments, but it wouldn't be because it's not natural. And on a planet with 8 billion people? Who cares if it's natural?
I think it's 7 billion.
Okay.
It may be 8 billion by now, though.
It's working on it.
But yeah, I never understood the argument that it wasn't natural, even from within their worldview, because, as I pointed out, humans are nature. We are part of nature. Therefore, anything we do is, by definition, natural, including, as you pointed out, building skyscrapers. So coming to us from the Hill, that was pretty much the extent of that. And, Mark, you pretty much picked up on the entire reason I wanted to cover that in the first place.
But that's I think that's generally the reason the penguin stories have been trotted out over time. But to me, it's never really mattered as far as the naturalness or unnaturalness. It would seem like the only people you should really care if they're gay or not. I mean, like, oh my goodness, there's gay people in the world leaving more women for us heterosexual guys? Shocking. Who cares?
Well, there are also more lesbians in the world, which in turn reduces the number of women available.
I don't feel the competition. So, you know, whatever.
Okay. I'm just saying there are probably equal numbers or roughly equal numbers of gay men as there are lesbians, so it probably balances itself out.
I don't know.
Would you speculate one is more common than the other?
Yeah, I would.
I would speculate that more women are openly bisexual than are men, but that's because men have a really big hang-up about this, to the extent that they will take part in gay activities and call them things like bro jobs and stuff.
Well, I don't know about anything like that. But what I would say is that what we have seen, so I can't remember the Kinsey scale, right? So this is your one sexuality is rated on a scale of, I believe, 0 to 7. Don't ask me why it's not 1 to 8 or 1 to 10.
I think we all did that here on Free Talk Live, didn't we?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think we did. Because it sounds familiar. And I was like right in the middle where one would expect me to be.
Right. So men
tend
to cluster around either end of the Kinsey scale, whereas women have a much flatter sort of, clusters. So for women, it's much more about relationships, whereas for men, it's, and it makes sense from a social standpoint. Look, if the social pressure has made you heterosexual for X number of years, the likelihood that you're going to change that isn't strong. I mean, I'm strongly heterosexual, but Lord knows why. I mean, in a Greek society, in ancient Athens, things were entirely different. You went from what is known in the nomenclature as a catcher to a heterosexual husband to a pitcher all in the same lifetime, and in that order.
The nomenclature now is top and bottom.
Okay.
Not pitcher and catcher.
Fine.
It did used to be pitcher and catcher, though, as recently as, you know, a decade probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, so things change, and I mean, that's the result of the Christian Puritanism.
7.5 billion people.
And the takeover of everyone's minds by the Catholic Church. That's why we got to this place. That's why the Greek system and their sexual openness
societies
largely died out.
Of a whole variety of societies that don't have Christianity involved in them dislike homosexuality.
I'm talking about Western society, though.
I understand.
Which was heavily permeated and corrupted by
Christianity. What I'm telling you is just that culture is culture, and
sure,
some cultures are going to be anti-homosexual and some are going to be pro, and that's just how that is. And I wouldn't lay it at the door of any particular religion necessarily. Yes, we can say that Christianity, by and large, in the world is pretty anti-homosexuality, and it has a lot to do with the translations that have been kicked out, but, whatever.
But if the Greek mythology had taken hold and permeated the United States and gotten everyone to be, worshippers of Zeus, we wouldn't have had this 300-year history of witch trials and sodomy being illegal and gays not being allowed to marry or being allowed to adopt, because those are direct actions that were caused by the Puritanism in the United States that was brought here by Christianity.
So cultures had a good reason to shun homosexuality for a long time. It's only this, the 20th century, that we got our first, I believe it was the late 19th century, we got the first billion. And so we didn't have enough people in America for a long time, so it made a sense to shun homosexuality.
Not sure I agree. What do you think? 855-450-3733.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history, designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. 15 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria and Mark. And I want to say thank you to David R. Jeffries, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com, but it's money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Basically, it helps us get on more radio stations. So if you like that idea, you might consider joining the AMP program. We only ask $5 per month to be a member. David R. Jeffries is, of course, a gold member, which means he chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program, and we appreciate that enormously. Thanks for the help. It comes with a number of cool little features like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only chat on the Matrix server, and other cool little things like that. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. David, thank you so much. We hope you continue amplifying the show. And Mark, you're keeping us going with the gay news.
Yep.
Because we're the gayest show on the air tonight.
Well, I suppose that's the case. Hillsborough County Sheriff's has publicized a sex sting. Now, I don't know what a sting is exactly, but we'll figure that out.
A sting that is related to sex, because it sounds very much like sexting, which is the act of texting sexual things back and forth. So we're talking about a sting regarding sex.
And the question is, did it target gay men? The men accused of agreeing to have sex in a park with other men who are actually undercover deputies. Experts and advocates say it recalls an era of anti-gay policing. So I would ask, if they do a prostitution sting, does it target Johns?
Counter question. Did they have any female deputies reaching out to men to try to get them to have sex in the park? Does make a difference.
Yeah.
If they didn't do that, it is targeting gay men.
I'm sure that you wouldn't have any trouble finding female guys that would be willing to have sex with women off in the sawgrass and pine forest.
Right.
Sure. Hillsborough Sheriff Chad Cronister announced that the September arrests of 11 men with a series of sound bites delivered via YouTube. These vile acts by these men took place in a park, the same place where our children play. Probably not at the same time that your children play there. Who's running for re-election?
They're having sex in public, but that's not necessarily immoral. You just don't want it to happen, presumably. And you definitely don't want it to happen in front of your children, which is fine.
We definitely don't want that happening in front of children. Why don't they just find a room?
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something about doing it in public. I would imagine that's the case. I don't know. It's not my thing. But, I have to reiterate the point here that, they arrested 11 men, all of whom were presumably gay, because they were using men to lure people out there. So it's not a matter of who's having sex in the park. It's a matter of,
probably a matter of who's having sex in the park, right? There's probably not a lot of straight people having sex in the park. Certainly not coming there to find trysts. Whereas this is definitely a thing in the gay community, is having a particular place. It's at the park, or it's at the rest stop, or wherever.
Yes, these definitely exist.
And so what they're trying to do is clear out the problem as opposed to luring people in.
If they were trying to clear out the problem, luring people in was a poor way of doing that, because that's what they did. They had
But what else would they do?
They would patrol the park.
Put in sprinklers?
Sure.
motion detecting sprinkler systems?
That would be an excellent way of solving this without committing aggression against people. Motion detecting sprinklers. That's a brilliant idea, Mark. That's why I'm going to make you a deputy.
We spray down the dogs whenever they get stuck together, so yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this is very tacky behavior.
I would agree.
Also realize that this is the sort of thing that sheriffs do at re-election time in certain zip codes.
Sure. Not 03431.
Not this particular zip code, no. Thank goodness I've never heard about this here. But I definitely heard about it in Florida.
I've gotten offers from people wanting me to do that, and I've always declined.
Meeting in a park to do
have
stuff.
Sex, yes. And I've always declined because that's stupid. One, I have a bed. Two, you should have a bed. Three, if you don't have a bed, I don't want to sleep with you.
Is it the, wouldn't part of it be basically, presumably if you're looking for a lot of sex partners, perhaps you're not vetting them as thoroughly as you should. Somebody may be coming to your house with the intention of casing it out to see whether or not you have things that they might burglarize later. Maybe this is what they're trying to avoid?
I guess.
I mean,
but they could also just leave a gun laying out. That will prevent someone from returning.
Guns are the most stolen thing out there in burglaries.
Really? Well, not if they know how to use them.
That's if you're there.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah, the gun doesn't do anything if you're not there.
Well, in that case, you have your security camera and you investigate the matter and you get it accomplished. But that is a valid point. Maybe they're not vetting these people as much as they should be. And there's no way, really, with one of these apps like Grindr or Tinder to really know to do a background check or anything like that. All you can do is casual conversation.
Yeah, people like me would say, you don't just hook up with people you don't really know, but
People like me would say otherwise.
Sure, I get that. That might be something that you do. Have you not? I guess you've not had your place burglarized. You've not had a very negative experience regarding meeting up with random folks on the internet.
Oh, I absolutely have.
Can you tell me
my place has been burglarized, but that was totally unrelated to
unrelated. Okay.
But, people were stealing my signs.
You're certain that it was unrelated? Yeah, stealing of your signs.
Yeah, I'm 100%
signs.
Certain
yeah, okay.
that it was unrelated.
But I'm talking about because of your trysts. You do these things.
I've never been robbed because of them.
I said negative experiences.
Negative experiences, yes. I've had people over, and after, 12 seconds of looking at them and talking to them, I'm like, no, you're going to have to go. This isn't happening. Because they set off some red flag monitor, you know, mm-hmm. some sense I have that, hey, this person... This is a heroin addict. I don't want them in my house.
Yeah, that's the conversation that I wouldn't want to have. Like, the reason I, you know, wouldn't even participate in this sort of behavior toward IU is I wouldn't even want to have that conversation of get out, you know?
Well, you can have it in polite ways. Just like, hey, you know what, man, I'm really not feeling this. I need you to go. And if they don't go, then they're at risk of bodily harm. So usually they prefer to go.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never had anyone say they wouldn't.
So how many people have you kicked out of your house over these sorts of situations?
Fewer than a dozen, but more than a few.
More than a half a dozen, fewer than a dozen?
I don't know if it was as many as half a dozen. It's not like I keep track of this. I don't write down, okay, well, this was a failed attempt.
Well, what criteria do you use to allow them to come in the first place?
Well, they have to be capable of making complete sentences. They can't just be like, hey, and start sending me lewd photographs.
LOL, yeah.
Yeah, well, lewd photographs are far more common.
Yeah.
The bar is much lower with women than it is with men.
Meaning?
There are thousands of men who are messaging me.
Yes.
Substantially fewer women with whom I'm messaging. So the bar is lower with women, plus I prefer women.
Are the men messaging you heterosexual or homosexual?
I think by definition... That's not a fun question to ask someone this late in the show, Mark.
Well, I'm asking. I mean, you got 2 minutes.
Is it homosexual to have sex with a trans woman? The politically correct answer is no. My answer is, well, it's at least a little gay. Gay is a spectrum. You know, it is at least not heterosexual to have sex with a trans woman.
Okay.
That's my position.
All right.
People on the left don't like that answer, though.
All right.
They argue that, you know, a heterosexual man can perform fellatio on a trans woman and that there's nothing gay about it whatsoever. I disagree.
All right. I can see your point. So, by what criteria are they allowed to come to the house? I mean,
it's not like I have a checklist of. Okay,
I've never used any of these apps. I know nothing about this world.
Well, what criteria do you have for a girl to get a second date?
I have been married for 15 years, so my
so
criteria is a little rusty.
Now.
To get a second date, a first date, presuming a first date occurred, then I would know, you know, quite a bit about her, and it would be based largely on her looks. Right?
Okay.
I mean, you know, there's...
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I've never seen a beautiful woman that was so stupid or annoying that I wasn't willing to have sex with her once.
Okay.
Now, perhaps I wouldn't lock into a ongoing relationship with her. However, I might be, you know, if I'm in for, you know, if I've taken her on one date, then in for a penny, in for a pound. Let's see where we can go with this.
That's largely my criteria for inviting them over. I would consider it to be a second date level of criteria. And the first date, as it were, it happens via texting.
It's virtual. So you see pictures?
Yeah.
And you said attractive enough. And... smart enough.
Generally. This has been Free Talk Live in a particularly gay episode. Head on over to freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.